Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're doing the Word of God as our subject, and we're doing part three from a six-part series. We're doing two topics today, and the first one is called After the Fall of Mankind, and the second one will be As Believers, We Have the Victory Already. After the sin fall in the Garden of Eden, God was separated from mankind, his creation. That link was removed and broken, and God had to find a way back into mankind or back into creation. He did that through Jesus Christ and through his word. God starts to speak his redemption plan back to the earth through his prophets over many years, and that word was, there's a Messiah coming, declaring that which is not as though it were. In Genesis chapter 3, verses 14 to 15, we see where God speaks to Satan or the serpent in the garden. Verse 14, so the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the cattle, more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. Verse 15, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. God is prophesying here, there is one coming that will defeat Satan, and that is Jesus Christ. But God did not say that directly his name, because God knew that if he said that, Satan would try right down through history to destroy Jesus coming onto the earth. So he was prophetically saying that there is one coming that will defeat you, Satan. We can see in the Bible, in John chapter 1, verse 14, it says, the Word became flesh, Jesus Christ. Jesus ministered as a prophet under the old covenant as a man without divine privileges or divine authority, not as the Son of God, but as the Son of Man. We see this in Philippians chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. Let's start from verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in the appearance of man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. We see also that Jesus defeats Satan in the wilderness in the trials. The three times Jesus said, it is written. To see this, we go to Matthew chapter 4, verses 4, 7, and 10. Verse 4, but he answered and said to Satan, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We see in verse 7, Jesus said once again, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. And in verse 10, again, we see it's written, then Jesus said to him, Satan, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve. The Bible also tells us that Satan and his devils were defeated in their own domain. We see this in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having disarmed the principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. We also see in the Word of God in the Bible, we see in Revelation chapter 1, verses 17 to 18, where Jesus took back the power of death and hell from Satan. We read this in verse 17. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, but he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, do not be afraid, I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and death. Jesus is saying he's taken back the authority that was given to him by Adam and Eve in the fall of the garden. Jesus now has the authority over death and hell, and Satan is defeated. We can also see in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, and Jesus said and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. This scripture is saying that Jesus has received all authority, all power in heaven and in earth, and that means complete power. We see, and also as believers, as born-again believers, that power and authority has also been given to us through Christ Jesus. We see this in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 20. Verse 15, and he said to them, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature, which is the good news. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Here we see Jesus in these scriptures directly giving back to the born-again believer authority and power in his name to do the works that he did. The Bible actually says the works that Jesus did, we will do and even greater works. Let us now go to the next topic. As believers, we have the victory already. We defeat Satan the same way Jesus did. It is written by the word coming out of our mouth. God wants us to put the word of God into our hearts. He won't do it for us. We have to do it. The Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We put the word of God in our heart by hearing it on a continual basis, and that produces the spiritual force of faith. That spiritual force of faith makes us overcomers in and through Christ Jesus. The Bible also tells us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We read this in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 and 6. Reading from verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus, being in ready to punish all disobedience when my obedience has been fulfilled. These scriptures are saying the weapons of our warfare are not carnal like man's, that is, guns and knives or whatever. The weapons of our warfare are spiritual, and they are the word of God, and this is what we use to defeat Satan. We can also see this in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. This scripture is talking about the fact that we're not fighting flesh and blood or man, physical man. We're fighting spiritual forces. Therefore, we need spiritual weapons. And the word of God is also called the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is the basis for all of our weapons. It's the word of God. We see this in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. And verse 17 reads, and take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of Spirit, which is the word of God. This is part of God's armor. It's called the sword of the Spirit, and it has the authority to go from the natural realm into the spiritual realm. God wants us to use the sword of the Spirit as Jesus did on the earth in his ministry. It is written, Satan has got no authority and no defense against the word of God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, the word of God is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing as asunder the soul and the spirit and of the joints and the marrow. It is a discerner and thoughts of the intents of the heart. The word of God has the ability to operate from the natural realm into the spiritual realm, or from the spiritual realm into the natural realm here on the earth. It is the responsibility of every believer to put the word of God into their heart or into their spirit man, so they can operate out of their spirit with spiritual power. It's the spiritual power that defeats Satan in the natural and what he's doing in the natural. Why does the word of God defeat Satan? It's very simple. The word of God is Christ Jesus himself, and Jesus defeated Satan on the cross. In the next audio coming, which will be part 4, we will be discussing two topics. The first one is exercising your authority with words, and the second one is God's word in your mouth. Thank you once again for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed the subject and the contents of the subjects. Thank you very much, and God bless.